Let's see, we're going to begin in Meretz Hashem, the Kitzer, Hilchos Pesach, Simen Kuf Zayin, chapter 107. So these first simen deals with the halachos of Chodesh Nisan. Kol Chodesh Nisan ain Omrim Tachanun, v'lot Tzidu Kadin. The entire month of Nisan, we don't say Tachanun, and we don't say Tzidu Kadin. Tzidu Kadin is the tefillah of acceptance of judgment that a mourner says by burial. Ve'in Omrim Tzidkascha b'Shabbos Mincha, we don't say Tzidkascha. Nogin Merosh Chodesh ve'ilach likros b'chol yom. Parshas Hanasi Shikir Bavayom. There's a beautiful minog that from the beginning of Rosh Chodesh, we go ahead and we read the section of the particular tribal prince who offered up his karbanos that particular day. Now, interestingly enough, so remember, because this happened, the dedication of the Mizbeah happened during the month of Nisan. So we read the particular offering of each tribal prince. Now, we don't do this as part of davening, but rather, again, the minhag is to say it on your own. Obiyom Yud Gimel, Korin Parshas Baloscha, Ad Kenasas Hamnora, Shuneget Shevet Levi. Okay, and then on the 13th of Nisan, we read again in Parashas Baloscha until Kinasas HaMenorah, like reading for Hanukkah as well, which is the dedication of, which corresponds ultimately again to Shevet Levi. Okay, incredible. Halacha Beis, in Misan and Boafilu Tanis Yartzeit. In Rosh Chodesh, in the month of Nisan, we do not fast even a Yartzeit. Some have the custom to fast on a Yartzeit, but if the Yartzeit falls out on Nisan, we do not fast. Aval Tanis Cholom Misanin. But if one has a bad dream, there's a concept of fasting for a bad dream, one would observe such a fast even during Chodesh Nisan. Ba Bechorim Misanin Be'erev Pesach, Ke'ashe Yivuari Mirz Hashem B'Semin Kof Yud Gimel. The Chasan the Kala Gamkim is Anibo, Afilo Barosh Chodesh Nisan. It's interesting enough, there are certain fast days which do occur during Chodesh Nisan. For example, a Tainus Chalom, right? A fast over a bad dream. Also, of course, there's Tainus Bechorim, the fast of the firstborns, which takes place on Erev Pesach, but we'll talk about that in greater depth later on. Now, it's interesting, the Kitzur says that a Chasan and Kala, fast on the day of their wedding, even if it's on Rosh Chodesh Nisan. So here's what's interesting. So what's fascinating, we'll see this a little bit later on, is that even though the minhag is not to fast on Rosh Chodesh, if Chasan and Kala getting married on Rosh Chodesh, they don't fast on Rosh Chodesh, but Chodesh Nisan seems to be an exception to this rule. Again, we'll discuss why that is. In Halacha Gimel, B'Shabbos HaGadol L'Mincha Noagin Shein Omrim Baruch Nafshi El Avadim Hayinu L'Fi She'B'Shabbos HaGadol Haisa Aschalas HaGulu V'Anisim. On the Shabbos before Pesach, it's called Shabbos HaGadol. On that Shabbos, the Kitzur writes, we don't say Baruch Nafshi, as those who have the custom say Baruch Nafshi by Shabbos Mincha, but rather what we do is read the Haggadah. Right, so there's an interesting, we'll discuss this a little bit greater depth as well. There is a discussion, ultimately, again, which part of the Haggadah that we should say. But according to many opinions, that Halacha L'maaseh, we should say from Avadim Hayinu until a little bit later on in the Haggadah as well. Again, as preparation for Pesach. Now, why? What's unique about Shabbos Haggadah? Because remember, again, on the year that when we left Egypt, on that Shabbos already, again, that was the day in which they had taken, which they took the lamb that would later on become the Karban Pesach. Now, amazingly enough, remember, the lamb was one of the deities of Egypt. So the fact that they designated the lamb to be offered up to be sacrificed and the Egyptians didn't do anything was a tremendous miracle. A tremendous miracle. So therefore, again, Shabbos HaGadol has a very unique status. Now, it's important also to understand that on the year that we left Mitzrayim, Shabbos HaGadol was the 10th of Nisan, which is the day when you have to take the Korban Pesach. But still, even when that Shabbos is not the 10th of Nisan, we still observe it as Shabbos HaGadol. All right, we'll say good. We'll stop over here for today. Shkoyach, everyone.